Hey everybody,
how are you doing?
We are in person.
We're in person. It doesn't happen often, but no, here we are.
Yes, and well, you guys, welcome to our Friday Night Live. So Seth is traveling, and Rob is here in Miami because we're
Seth's just being lazy. He could have done this from the car.
I really was like, hey,
no, we should just kidding.
This. Yeah, he had to go back, but
yeah, we've been actually all. Hanging out and meeting over the last few days about everything that's going to be coming your way 2022. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And actually, we were like, wow, we can actually do a live together. This feels like the old days.
It was like the old days. Yeah.
When Edge of Wonder actually had a YouTube channel and 500,000 subscribers.
Right. Yeah, seriously. Well, okay. Well, we're going to be talking about crack pipes. Anyway, crack pipes.
It's not just crack pipes. It's an entire smoking kit. And I think there's even some syringes in there and stuff too. So like this isn't
it's super weird, actually. Yeah. We're going to get into all of that. I mean, the media is saying there's no crack pipes, but actually.
You have to dig into the words a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to expose all that. There's more stuff going on with Joe Rogan. We have more stuff within the CIA surveillance programs that are going on. Let's see. The Rock came out talking about Joe Rogan.
I thought what he said was good. We'll talk about
it. Yeah, we'll talk about it. And of course, the Olympics. You know. The ski jump right in the middle of the nuclear waste. I mean, what a perfect place to put it.
Is it Olympics? I've been referring to it as the Special Olympics because it's kind of weird.
It's the whole thing. Dude, it is beyond weird. I seriously, when I saw that meme, I actually thought it was a joke. I thought somebody, or I saw the photo, I seriously was like, dude, who photoshopped? Like, that's kind of funny. And then I started seeing it everywhere.
Okay.
And I was like, wait a minute, but that's not photoshopped.
I'm really not sure when we're going to get into the Olympics discussion, but did you see all of the photos of that like ski slope that's right next to the nuclear power plant? And then there's like all these people that are like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And then legitimately people on Twitter being like, what, you've never seen a old plant turned into something that's better, like defending how weird that looked. Did you see all of that?
Yes.
It's bizarre. It's like super bizarre. Where China has set all of this stuff up is like the oddest places. Like how could you even think it was a normal place? Like here it is. Now, this actually is not that bad of a photo. If you zoom out, see that one right below it?
Yeah, it's super weird. It's like, out of all places, why would you put it right next to nuclear reactors?
It's like they're so out of touch with like normal life that they put it right there next to a coolant or like coolant towers or whatever they are, right? And so even if it's been changed over from a nuclear power plant to something else, it doesn't matter. It looks flipping weird.
Could you imagine if this was in the U.S.?
Yeah, like,
like let's put a whole Olympic stadium right next to the nuclear coolant reactor things in California.
Yeah,
like that would be so bizarre. I mean, China is such a it's a beautiful country.
You literally have all of China to choose from, and you chose right next to an old nuclear power plant. Like, I just you have to wonder where their heads are, right? And I don't mean the Chinese people. I mean the CCP, mind you. Yeah. Right? There's nothing to do with Chinese
And then they're
people.
Like acting like, and then they're blaming others who are making fun of it. It's like, why are you making
fun of it? Yeah, why? Yeah. It's like, because it's make funnable.
Yeah,
that's why.
And there's also more with Peng Shui, the tennis player.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, man, that whole thing.
Also related to China, coming into that. So there's some
Well, and then the you know, the girl who gave up her U.S. citizenship to go perform for China and then like fell on her face.
Oh my God. Yeah. That it was like, it was the most trending topic I forget the Chinese.
Well, it's like, anyway, you gave up your citizenship to go represent the worst communist regime in history. Did you think you weren't going to be a part of that karmic backlash? Yeah,
the worst government in history. Yeah, seriously. It was, I mean, people, I was reading a lot about that.
And okay, so this is funny. Lunazma, sorry, I don't know how to say her name. Lunazma said, out of touch or simply thumbing their noses at us. Yes, it could be one of each, but I think maybe intelligence-wise, you give them a little too much credit here.
Yeah, seriously. So funny.
So anyway, what were we going to talk about before we get off of Facebook? Are we going to go into the crack pipes?
Should we get into crack pipes?
I don't know. What did you guys want to talk about? Lindsay, what do you vote?
Crack pipes.
Lindsay wants to talk about crack pipes.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to talk about crack
pipes? I just have a question. When does Lindsay not want to talk about crack pipes? Seems like she's always calling me and being like, Rob, let's talk about the crack pipes.
Don't tell everyone about my
crack
conversation.
You're right.
Seriously.
Lindsay's like, I need to get off the crack pipes. Just kidding. She's the cleanest person ever. Okay. So, back to the crack pipes.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, I think the best way to fight, you know, if there's like racism going on in our country, what better way than to give crack pipes to the poor? I think that's a great way of saying, hey, we're going to fight racism by giving you crack pipes. It's like, I mean, that's what Biden said. He was like, he was talking about
Biden. aren't you being racist if you're
okay,
well, and let's be clear, it's a clean smoke kit.
Okay. So you guys, the media and the whole Biden administration changed the wording of what they were doing. So there was an original headline, Cindy or Lindsay, you can pull this up. This was an MSN article, and the original headline was literally why the Biden admin is handing out free crack pipes. I was sharing this on social media, and my post got blocked by Facebook because of, you know, they were like, this is misinformation. I'm like, no, it's not. Here's an article to prove that this is what's going on. No, there's the other one, Lindsay. So the headline was now switched, but the one above that. So that one. So this is the original article, and even the article itself was changed a little bit. The wording was changed. This was published, I think, on February 9th.
Okay, so February 9th, it said what?
It said why the Biden admin is handing out free crack pipes.
Okay.
I'm serious.
That's what it said.
That's what it said.
Yeah. And now today, what does it say?
It's not available anymore.
What do you mean it's not? Really?
That means they shut it down within the last 20 minutes.
Let me see. I'm making sure. Oh my gosh. That is insane.
I watched it on your computer 20 minutes ago.
Dude. What the?
All right.
What the
anyway,
heck?
What did it say? It said something to the effect of.
No, that's it. It said why the Biden admin is handing out free crack pipes.
No. That's what it said. Then what does it say now?
We were just looking.
I know, but what does it say
now? It says why the Biden administration wants to hand out safe smoking kits.
Very different.
Yes.
Very different.
Totally different. Oh my God, I can't believe that. That is insane. That's not working anymore. I can't believe that. That is just crazy. It's still on my Facebook page. I took a screenshot of it even, but
they changed they got tons of backlash for this, as you can imagine.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of it. Like, and what's interesting is, can we pull up some data on what was actually in the smoke kit? Because this is actually very surprising. It's even more surprising than the crack pipes themselves. And I think we need to talk about the verbiage around what they're doing, because Jen said they're playing cleanup over the last week.
Oh my God.
Trying to basically say that it's been misinterpreted, that it's like it's a tax, that was never happening, but they've never actually gone in and denied it. They've worded things very carefully.
Very carefully, which we'll kind of get into. So, okay, actually, okay, so Lindsay's pulling this up now. Safe smoking kit supplies. Now, it's very vague. It doesn't really explain what that is. They're saying that they're like in pieces for crack pipes but the syringes, they're still adding syringes to shoot up heroin and
clean
fentanyl.
Syringes, which, what is that for diabetes? It's doubtful.
Very right? doubtful.
So like, I'm surprised that all of this discussion about the crack pipes, there hasn't been discussion about the syringes, because you're still actually enabling and encouraging drug use is what it seems like to me. Like, why would you send those out unless you're enabling, you know, drug usage?
Exactly. And Lindsay, I put that headline in the screenshot in our doc. If you want, you could share that, just to let people know that I'm not crazy, that it was real. So let's see. She's going to share that real quick, and then we'll kind of go from there. But then all of the media was bashing it because it was very unclear about the crack pipes, and the media saying, no, they're not spending $30 million of your tax money on crack pipes.
They're spending 10.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it was like, that was all the headlines. It was like $30 million. I'm no one's saying they're spending $30 million on crack pipes.
To me, I think if it's not $30 million and it's $10 million, they must have got a deal at Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, seriously. Did you find that? You could just share that in the from the doc. That's fine. I didn't realize I almost feel like maybe they're listening to us or something. But there it is, the original headline. Why the Biden admin is handing out free crack pipes.
But they actually said that.
And the article changed also. The wording in the article changed too. It was updated. And it said, the article now says it was updated 6 hours ago. So...
Okay, but yes, okay. So they're trying to, in an effort to try to spread less disease, they're enabling drug use.
Right.
None of this makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Now go to that Glenn Kessler post, Lindsay.
Can you pull that up?
Yeah, things are being slow today.
Okay, so it says, this post says, note how carefully worded the statement is. Unlike WH comment, the White House comment, there is no suggestion that the original reporting on crack pipes was wrong. The use of the word accordingly suggests a change in policy without directly saying so.
Right. And what he's talking about in this directly from the White House is, accordingly, no federal funding will be used directly or through subsequent reimbursement of guarantees to put pipes in safe smoking kits. Now, this is really ambiguous because it doesn't say, no, we're not putting crack pipes in these kits.
Right.
We're saying, no, we're not using taxes to put pipes in there.
Also, we don't know what non-governmental organizations or nonprofits they're working with.
Exactly. So like, you know, if Rob has some organization and say, here's $10 million to put crack pipes in it, then it's like, well, we're not using federal funding, so we don't have to state that private people are paying for the crack pipes and the smoking kits.
Yeah, they're working with the NCPO.
National
Crack Pipe Organization.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's what is going on here, but the wording is super weird because
it's super weird.
It's like they're keeping it not clear cut on purpose.
Hey, do you have that video of Jen Psaki basically like trying to talk this away, where she's saying on Twitter, like, she kind of says like, no, that was a complete attack and none of that was accurate, blah, blah, blah. Like I saw that she tried to speak to it. I mean, we have to understand that Jen Psaki is like an expert at PR, right? Mm-hmm. So she's been using-
I wouldn't say an expert.
Well, that's why they hired her. Like, do I think she's good at it? That's a different story, right? Whether I think she's actually good at it. The point is she was hired.
She was hired specifically to reflect questions.
Correct.
To make sure that they're not answered correctly.
She's an expert in circling back, essentially.
Yeah.
And then never circling back.
Okay. So let me circle back to
Jess just put out a statement clarifying around some reports that crack pipes are not would be part of the safe smoking kits that are funded by the administration. But can you clarify for us, were they never a part of the kit, or were they removed in response to this reporting and this pushback?
They were never a part of the kit. It was inaccurate reporting, and we wanted to put out information to make that clear.
I mean, I just, this is just all weird. It's all wrong. Like the whole thing, right?
Right.
I mean, there's so many things going on right now. Like, think about how these crack pipes, I'm sorry, these smoking kits encourage the, in a way, the sharing of pipes. They're trying to say like,
well,
they're trying to be safe, but in that it's actually encouraging more drug use. And yeah. in a way they're kind of enabling COVID to be spread, which is something that they've been so crazy about over the last, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Exactly. And I mean, it's also,
it doesn't make sense.
I mean, like putting needles in this thing, like here, look, we're going to fund you with the fentanyl and heroin needles. It's like, okay, I can see it from one perspective, but it's like, maybe not the government, like presidential administration doing it. I can see if like maybe California or Newsom is like, okay, we're gonna just going to do it for, you know, Skid Row only or something. But
right.
This is like national all of a sudden. And it's like, it's like, anyway.
Right. So this anyway, there's been a lot of back and forth on this, but it's definitely like, It has been just for the last like 8 months, just one debacle after another. Like, how much longer is this administration going to keep making like actual serious faux pas before something that like what happened to Whoopi Goldberg happens to the Biden administration?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, you can kind of only mess up so much before finally, I mean, maybe not, because Joe Biden did at one point say, if you don't vote for Democrats, you're not black. At one point, and nothing really happened. I don't know how there was no backlash over that. Think about the miracle revolved around that comment and nothing.
Yeah, it's because the media didn't focus on it, and instead they'd like deflect it. Like, oh, that's not really what he meant. What did he mean?
Not one thing that Trump ever said was racist.
Then he also said, you know what poor kids are just as smart as white kids. That's what he said.
Forgot about that. That's right.
Oh man.
It's like, how in the world did the media, oh my God, especially in today's cancel culture world. I just don't understand how they let that fly.
Well, you know, he did have great turnouts.
He did.
You know, in his campaigning. So maybe that had something to do with it.
And then he didn't know what country we're going to war with either. He was like, Ukraine,
he's kind of Iran.
He's like, oh, Afghanistan. Like at the
yeah.
end.
Yeah.
Hey guys,
yes.
I think it's time to head over to Rise TV. Can you tell us about the new movie that dropped today?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you guys. So we have a new movie that is out, more like a documentary, but it's still a really powerful movie called Canary.
Canary's in a Cold War.
Yeah, Canary's in a Cold War. I keep wanting to say coal mine, but it's not coal mine. Cold War. Yeah, Canary's in a Cold War. And it's all about basically exposing communism of the CCP and the persecutions that are going on. And it's people that are telling their story of what personally happened to them. So it's a very powerful and moving documentary. You guys are really going to like that. So we're going to play the trailer for that right now.
And it'll be out at 9 p.m. tonight.
Wait, before you play that, I just want to say for all of you, this is a notification that we're going live over on Rise TV. So please like come over and support us if you can. Keep our work going. We're heavily censored right now. We're trying to work our way out of this. We love you guys and thanks for all your support.
We also have the Reawaken movie that's premiering on Tuesday at 2 p.m. and Seth is going to interview Matt Thayer, who was the director of that. So mm-hmm. be sure to come check that out.
Seth Holhouse, you rock.
Have you ever heard of a crematorium with 50 security guards? So they would hang you up?
As an American who grew up in a free society, their story was hard for me to take in.
That was basically what they learned. They learned how to do this. They got promoted through the system.
Substantial amount of blood was drawn.
You can't wait for somebody to come and get you for your to stop the practice. By then, it's going to be too late.
And that's exactly what happened. What's next?
America people, so nice. Heart so good. They don't understand the truth.
All the evidence is there. You can see it all on video. Every document is there.
This is very different from the old days when we dealt with the Soviets, because Soviet Union and Americans, the United States, were completely separated. Now, the enemies are within.
Great.
That looked
super good.
Yeah, that looked really great. It really did. So, good stuff. Good documentary. So that drops 9 p.m. During our show, actually. So right after our show, that's going to be there to watch. So you guys really enjoy that. So good stuff.
Well, Ben, there's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
What did you want to talk about next?
Well, the CIA is doing this like bulk surveillance program, which includes some American records. So this is what senators are talking about. So basically, I mean, you know, there after Joe Rogan, there was that whole thing that came out that basically anybody that says anything essentially negative about any government, U.S. government organization, could potentially be looked at as a domestic
but
terrorist.
But I've never said anything about that, about our government. They're great. Yeah. Everything's wonderful.
Everything is, if you smoke crack.
You know what? I have to say, if I was living in one of those neighborhoods, get that got the free crack pipes, I would change my perspective on what was going on right now, too.
But the question is, do they provide free crack?
You know, they need to up their game, is what needs to go on.
Because realistically,
they can't just provide the crack pipes. They need to provide the crack pipes.
Okay, it's like, okay, now I got a crack pipe, and I don't really have a lot of money. So now I'm even more inclined to smoke crack. So then how would I get crack?
You know what's funny too? Hold on. Let's come back to this. What's funny about this whole CIA discussion here is that, like, actually, it's really the people that are in most support of the United States and the United States government that are saying stuff about what's going on and about certain members of the government that they want us, everyone, to be careful about.
That's
so if you think about it, where you would be spying on the most patriotic people in the country, right?
This is the most like paradoxal situation that we can possibly.
It's the strangest thing.
It's like, let's go after the diehard pro-Americans that are like truly,
no, literally,
in support,
like,
of the Constitution.
Let's go after those people that wear button-down shirts and make it to work on time every day,
and like, really who don't have much of a criminal background.
Yeah.
That wouldn't like go out and loot Target and burn it down.
Right. Or like live in the country, literally keep to themselves.
Raise their chickens.
Gather around fire, drink beers.
Play guitar.
And talk yeah. about life.
But they probably do have a lot of guns.
That's true.
Probably.
Yeah, but they only have guns because they're in the country and they need something to shoot. Oh man!
It's like everything is so backwards.
I would like
right
to.
I don't even know what to think.
I would like to appreciate Upgrade right now for giving us a $50 donation for our crack pipes. Thank you very much. Drinking to you. Yeah. So this is a little bit. It's a little bit interesting, and I kind of wonder if, you know, there was this also along with the CIA drop here. There was also the Homeland Security release that they had.
Yeah.
That was like very kind of like worrisome. And it kind of like comes at the time when all of this pressure is on Joe Rogan.
Right.
Right. Well, all of this stuff.
Well, this came out right after the whole Joe Rogan interview. It was like 2 days after all of this. So it's number, like what we were just talking about, I think it's number one here, if you want to read this, Rob.
Number one, it says, the proliferation of false or misleading narratives which sow discord or undermine public trust in the U.S. government institutions. But, like, that's not what it is at all.
Yeah, and then number two is, like, continued call for violence directed at U.S. critical infrastructure. I mean, like,
that's unacceptable.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Like, nobody should resort
but
to
like
any
the
kind
first,
of
but the first and the second are very different things. So if we're looking at them as one thing, it would be okay. So like, if they're doing the first and the second, maybe you have to worry about them, right?
Oh, 100%.
But if they're just doing the first because they're worried about the country, that's just like your right to speak and your and also people's freedom of press,
freedom
right?
of speech,
freedom of speech, freedom of press, which are like two very important things, right?
Exactly.
Is to expose what they think is I think criminal activity.
Yeah.
In whatever institution, whether it's government, corporate, or whatever, right?
Completely.
And like, yeah, like there's no way anyone should be doing anything violent, I mean, ever, right? But it's like that, man, that first one is a little bit scary, you know?
It really is because it just, and then like it goes into the next things like, you know, you shouldn't have any hostility or violence against like churches, synagogues. And it's like, yeah, of course, that's like a no-brainer, right? So, it just really baffles me, this whole entire thing. And then like, again, it came out 2 days after Joe Rogan. And actually there's some like kind of connected with, there's some, I'll just say big pharma. There's definitely some stock interest involved from, seems like some of the people at Spotify have some stock within like some of the big pharma stuff. So that brings in a lot of questions as well, you know, but there was a lot of that, like a lot of people were showing that. So
that's great.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, you know, everybody is so open arms about this Joe Rogan thing, yet not a single person is talking about Maxwell.
And I mean, the thing is, you know, like actually, you know, a lot of people are also on the right are getting really upset with Joe Rogan for apologizing, right? But the thing is like the if you watch the video makes it look really racist, right? Like it's out of context was his point. He's like, yo, he kept saying like, this video was taken out of context of how we were using the word and why we were using it and stuff. But he was like, but if, you know, if it's offending people, I'm sorry. Like I shouldn't, you know, whatever. And at the same time that I don't agree with him, we don't know what kind of a PR nightmare that is for him and in his crew, right? At the same time, he just got the $100 million offer from Rumble, so
it's huge.
I mean, he's gonna land somewhere.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the guy is more watched than like all the mainstream media put together right now.
Everyone watches Rogan.
I mean, any platform right now would love to have him on if they could afford him,
for sure.
So,
if anyone wants to give us $101 million, maybe we can get him.
Lindsay, sometimes you just say great things.
Yeah, right.
I know there are investors out there that are watching our show and they're saying, how can they help? Well, $100 million would help.
To have Joe Rogan. Dude, that'd be great to actually have him on, but yeah, no way we can afford that right now. That'd be like, it's not even a fraction of what we have, but
I know people who know people.
Yeah.
You know, he's not Joe Rogan's doing the best that he can right now. And I think he's playing the game.
He's playing
as carefully as he can.
Yeah. I mean, my opinion's really changed on Joe Rogan after seeing a lot of things how he was kind of doing things. And it's like, man, realistically, he's reaching them. He is like the single-handedly reaching more people than any other like news person right now in America, at least, probably in the world, one of the main people in the world. So, you know, he knows what he's doing, and it's gonna be interesting. I mean, sadly, 70 episodes have been deleted off Spotify. So
yeah,
I don't know which.
And I mean, it's weird because, you know, it's like Spotify is a middleman too, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a big company, big corporation now. So you can't really say it's a middleman as much as you could in the past. But really, how all of this works is just pressure from entities above, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever owns the servers has some type of pressure that they can apply. Whoever is running the credit card service has pressure that they can provide. Like in this case, Spotify could lose everything if they don't then apply pressure down on Rogan.
Well, yeah, because they're in a very dicey situation, because it's like, well, if we, you know, censor Joe Rogan, it's potential they're going to lose a lot of people who are going to unsubscribe.
If they lose Rogan, they lose everything pretty much. Spotify is done. And I think they know that, but they're also like stuck here.
Yeah.
Know? So who knows?
And they could get, they could be pressured from, you know, other sources. But Dwayne, so The Rock came out.
I liked his comment.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised by what he said. He said, "Great stuff here, brother. Perfectly articulated. Look forward to coming on one day and breaking out the tequila with you." I was actually kind of shocked about that.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. And there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. But I mean, and he's talking specifically about Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and I mean, Crosby, Stills, and Nash came out too in support of Neil Young.
All these old rockers honestly, no one cares.
Well, that's the thing. They all sold
Neil Young.
They all sold the music, you know? And so what was that Blackstone that owns the most of the rights to the music? And
okay, look here. Eight said Vanguard or BlackRock or both own Spotify. Maybe they. I mean, I don't know much about this, but I have heard that there are definitely big corporations that have stock in Spotify.
That's right? The thing. I mean, whoever owns the most stock in a company typically is like they could become the chairman of that company, right? And in a lot of cases,
or can provide pressure.
Pressure. That's like the other thing.
Very too. Challenging but it's to like, overcome yeah. pressure.
But also, I mean, that's the thing. When a company goes public, everything is about the shareholders. And I feel like you just lose control of like your overall mission, like why you started the company. Even really good companies, it's like, you know, it's a danger when they go public, because then it's like, oh, the shareholders don't like this. So we need to change this and this and this and this and change this. And it's like, I wouldn't want to have a public company. I would just... It would just stress me out all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to make ours. But who's this Luke Rudkowski? Lindsay, did you? Okay.
Is he a UFC guy?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We can play this if you want.
Sure.
He said something in favor of Joe Rogan.
Around Joe Rogan, there's been a lot of controversy.
Be surprised what I know about finances. Not much.
First off, let me take this one. Hold up, I'm black. I can take this one. Look.
Okay. What were?
No. There's a lot of cunts in this game. There's a lot of snakes in this game. I've been in this fight game since 2008, and Joe Rogan is one of the nicest, coolest, humble motherfuckers I've had the pleasure of working with.
That's awesome.
And you know, it's just. Fuck the noise, man. You know what they're trying to do. Can't control the man, and he's got the biggest platform in the world right now. So that's my nigga, Joe Rogan. Fuck the noise.
Sorry for the caffeine, guys.
Man, that's funny as hell.
I didn't listen to it before, but yeah, that's
that was the best PR Joe Rogan could have ever got.
Yeah.
You know, and they're fighters. They just don't care.
That's it, you know. And honestly, I'm finding out that a lot of them are against the vax, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of the fighters.
They're fighters. Everything they do is based off of like performance, you know, and if anything's going to threaten their performance,
yeah, that's the first thing they think about is like, how is this going to affect my performance?
Right.
So, yeah. Thread about why they want to take down Joe Rogan. So, this is the thread that I think, wow. Do you know what this is, Lindsay? Did you find this?
I think Rob found
did you find this, Rob?
Earlier in the week, and it was
yes, yes.
Threat, so you can probably summarize it. It's very long.
Okay, why don't you just put? Why don't you show that, and then we'll kind of Rob can talk about it.
It was so long ago that I read this that I actually don't remember the whole thing anymore. It's too many things came in this week. But basically what they were saying is, okay, so like, hold on, let me.
Yeah.
So since you asked, it basically this is a professional political attack. Three waves, one right after the other. It's not a coincidence. Good spacing, good timing. It's absolutely professional. But who was it, you ask? That takes some digging. Okay, so.
This next one, they're basically explaining, they're going to explain why they did this at this point. And why this company took credit for it. So this Patriot Tapes.
Oh, yes, that's right. Keep going, because I'm having a hard time remembering all of this right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much that happened
this
week.
So it's saying, as you see, Patriot Tapes partnered with Media's Touch. And this is where things get interesting. Who is Media's Touch? Well, they're a professional political organization. In fact, they are a Democrat super PAC. More on that in a moment, run by three brothers. So he lists their name. He said all of them worked in the media and have expertise in understanding and manipulating media. The most important thing is that one of them was a social media manager for Ellen DeGeneres and is an expert editor, which matters because Patriot Takes works with
Media Touch.
Midas Touch.
Thank you.
That's what we said.
Yes.
Midas Touch. We just said Medias.
I'm just so used to the word media.
I'm just going to correct Lindsay right now. Just kidding.
Yeah. And I'd say it's a safe bet that given their expertise in social media management, that the N-word video was created by Midas Touch. But we're not done. Midas Touch is a super PAC.
Okay, because they're a super PAC, basically what they're trying to do is they kind of feel like if they can bring down Joe Rogan, it's tons of street cred for themselves. It's like their own PR for their own agency.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like a very kind of calculated attack on Joe Rogan to get themselves the Democratic street cred to be able to do a lot more things in the coming months and even years.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this means it's super PAC can take in unlimited amounts of money and then spend however they want politically, right? So Midas Touch is a super PAC. They can take in as much cash as they want, $4.7 million for the 2020 cycle and about $1.5 million for 2022 cycle to be exact, right?
Wow, that's very interesting.
So we really encourage you guys to go through this whole thing yourself. Let's read that, actually. This past week, Patriot Takes republished and brought to the national spotlight dozens of recorded instances where Joe Rogan used the N-word, referred to Black people as Planet of the Apes, and applauded a Nazi salute, among other despicable racist conduct. The videos have now received millions of views, right? That's what they were after. So they're like bragging about their clout is what this is saying. Rogan is the one guy leftists can't cancel. If a group could cancel Rogan, it would be a massive show of power, which is what we were just saying, right?
So woke people and this is pretty long, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, Rogan also offers his enormous platform to people like Jordan Peterson and also for woke groups too. The group that takes out Rogan would gain a lot of clout and a lot of power. That is very true. It's like, we got Joe Rogan canceled. Like, we can do anything now. We can work with anybody, hire us, and they'll make millions of dollars. So he's saying, in short, Midas Touch is a political super PAC that is very likely behind the Patriot Takes account. They're attempting a viral hit on Joe Rogan so they can take him out, both because they don't like him and because they want monetizable clout for having done so.
Same old story. You guys know.
Yeah.
So this was definitely like calculated. is the main thing. And let's see what, okay, actually, let's go into that. I would like to hear, Ben, what you would predict is going to happen with Joe Rogan. Do you think he's going to be able to stay on Spotify, or do you think this is going to be enough to get him off?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly didn't see the video that was posted. So, that, you know, I've like actually tried to find it and I couldn't find it. I didn't spend very long looking for it. But, you know, I kept reading articles and I was like, well, that's weird. I keep seeing his the apologetic video from Joe Rogan, but I didn't really see that video. Mm-hmm. I think that. I think that the fact that Spotify's taking his videos down, I think it, you know, there might be, because he signed a contract with them. He has mm-hmm. a contract. It's not like he can just jump ship and be like, I'm going to go over here. It's like, no, you have a contract. You can't do that. But there might be a clause within that contract that if, like, you know,
if they release him.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's like he could jump ship and go with someone else. I think Spotify is, I think, honestly, I think Spotify has a great relationship with Joe Rogan. I really do. And I think they're trying to figure out the best solution for everybody, because they're making, it's making Spotify so much money. Spotify knows if they drop him, they're going to lose a lot. But at the same time, if they keep him, it's going to generate a lot of heat. So I think they're trying to find a balance. I think with this coming out, it might start kind of pushing them to say, hey, you need to tone it down. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's what's going to happen. They're going to have a conversation with him and say, hey, this is where you need to go if you want to stay here.
Well, So, okay, what I would say, mm-hmm. if I'm going to make predictions on the Joe Rogan situation, mm-hmm. I think that we need to look at who actually has the power in this situation.
Yeah.
Is it Joe Rogan who has the power, or is it Spotify who has the power? I'm going to go ahead and say Joe Rogan has the more power in this situation. Oh,
people are saying that Joe Rogan took down those videos himself, not Spotify. I didn't know that.
Okay. Regardless of that, I think Joe Rogan has much more power here. I think mm-hmm. Joe Rogan knows how to play this game, has been playing this game for a really long time, and doesn't really care what the leftist media say about him.
They don't. Or he doesn't.
Right. And I think he knows that what he's doing is at kind of like the top of the content making pyramid. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think Joe Rogan is sweating that much. I don't think he's thinking, I'm going to lose something. I think he's just doing what he can to keep his show going right now. And I think he knows that if Spotify drops him, that they're dumb and that he can land somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that said, I think personally that Spotify is going to do everything they can to draw this out until everyone shuts up so that Rogan can continue on Spotify. Because Spotify, as the CEO of Spotify, you would know that if you lost him, unless you had some gigantic agenda to do this the whole time, which is possible, you would know that if you lost Rogan, you're going to lose almost everything with the company, and then you're going to get thrown out anyway. Mm-hmm. So why not just ride the wave and see what happens and try to keep Rogan on?
That's that thing too.
So from a business perspective, it makes more sense to keep him on. And from the Joe Rogan standpoint, like, he's not sweating it at all because he knows that he can just let this all pass.
Yeah.
So I think that they're trying to take time to let all of this settle down so that they can keep going. Now, these rockers, these like old freaking 90-year-old rockers that keep coming out, I don't think this is applying any pressure at all. I think it's just creating a bunch of like,
it's media frenzy.
It's high school. That's all it is. High school, yeah. Like silly stuff. You know what I mean?
I mean, you look at like Neil Young's views compared to Joe Rogan's views, and it's like, seriously, that's all you're gonna threaten Neil Young? And Spotify's like, yeah, sure. And then like Apple was like, we welcome Neil Young to Apple, you know. And I was just like, it was like on their front page for a long time, like, listen to Neil Young.
Why is that impressive?
Like, oh my gosh,
listen to, seriously, like, no one listened to, everyone just can turn on the radio and listen to Neil Young on any classic rock station.
He wasn't in the top 100 at that point, but however, Kid Rock's new song, We the People, was in the top 10 for all week.
Wait, what was it called again?
We the People.
Yeah, okay. I listened to that song.
Oh, my God.
I was like, man, Kid Rock and Tom McDonald need to get together and do something. That's exactly what I thought.
They need to go on tour together.
Those
now.
Two would be brilliant on stage together. Oh, my God.
It's the funniest song ever. It's pretty vulgar, but it is really, really funny.
Well, and it's like not even rap. He's just totally direct. He's just totally direct. He's like, F Facebook.
FCNN.
It's hardly a song in the best way. It's like,
the song is not really that great. Yeah. Actually, it's not, really not that great, but it's all there.
I respect that.
Totally respect him for what he's doing. It is so funny. I mean, you could tell he's just upset. It's like, well, I can write songs and I'm famous and that's what I'm going to do. And it's like, here's a song.
Well, and also,
dude,
I heard he's like running for office
in Michigan.
Senator, right?
I think it's either senator or like a Congress. I think it's senator.
It's high. It's high level.
It's pretty high. Yeah.
I hope he gets it. Screw it.
I hope he gets it too. That'd be incredible. Dude, that would be awesome.
We'll see how much dominion he has over Detroit. Pun intended. Get it?
But I am a little surprised that he chose Michigan. But
he's from there, dude. Is that where he's from? Yes. Every song of his is about Detroit. Like growing up in Detroit, living in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah. No, he's like Detroit for life, man.
Detroit for life. All right. Should we play a trailer and talk about the Olympics next in China?
Sounds good.
Okay, let's
do that. You do that, Lindsay.
A vast secret history, a lost ancient civilization, an empire they tried to erase. Tartaria's hidden past is just as fictional as Atlantis, or is it? Humanoid giants, magical creatures that shouldn't exist, dogmen, centaurs, magicians, and evil spirits. Why did the Soviet communists remove all traces of Tartaria from their books? Why was it so important to wipe Tartaria off the face of the earth? Take a glimpse into the truth of the past. You were never supposed to know.
So, did Genghis Khan's ancestors and the Tartarians really discover America? Was Tartaria a global civilization?
Forgotten maps. The journals of Marco Polo. Ancient structures. Evidence of advanced technology. Edge of Wonder brings you Tartaria.
I'm a long lost.
That looks epic.